continuing our Dream Team interview series on regional radio, and we're talking with a member of the boys basketball Dream Team, and not just any other member, he's one of the co-players of the year this year for the Farmington Knights, Tyson Gray. What a senior season he had. And, you know, Tyson, looking back on some of the accolades that you had, you set school records, you know, you grabbed all conference, all district, and all state this year. I wanted to ask a little bit about that, because you posted on social media you were really excited to get that award. How did it feel to kind of get that?
You know, that's definitely one of your dreams, walking into high school, you know, and even before high school, getting all state, you know, besides, you know, national honors and stuff like that, that the, you know, four-star, five-stars get, that's, you know, a pretty big deal. And so just to get, you know, get that, and not only, you know, obviously not only for me, but for my teammates, for, you know, this school, this community, it was something special. And, you know, I'm glad I could, you know, knock that out before I graduated.
You know, you made the Dream Team last year, so this is the second time around, but you also got to add the Player of the Year recognition to that. Did it feel a little extra special to also kind of, you know, add that to it?
Yeah, that was also special, and I don't think I could share with a better person than Michael Brewer. You know, me and Michael started playing AAU together around seventh grade, and so definitely one of my buddies, and, you know, I'm sad that we couldn't get to play this year because of the weather. But, yeah, sharing it with him, and, you know, it's obviously a big honor, and I'm humbled by it for sure.
Yeah, we're catching you right before the MAAA and JCAA All-Star game. You get a chance to play with some of your fellow seniors from your team also. But you told me this was something you were kind of looking forward to.
Yeah, this is definitely something I was looking forward to, kind of, you know, getting all the guys from Mineral Area together, guys that I've played with and played against, you know, for a very long time, like I said, before high school, even before middle school, and, you know, the early stages of AAU. And, you know, there's always a little, you know, something between Mineral Area schools and Jefferson County schools. So getting the, you know, 10 best from each division and getting them together to play should be pretty fun. And, you know, it's my last go around, you know, as a competitive basketball game in front of a crowd. So I'm trying to make the most of it and get a win, leave out on a win.
Well, and the competitive basketball was really special for you this year. You know, you captured a district championship for the first time that Farmington's program has had that in a few years. Again, you set records like the scoring record, all-time scoring and all-time rebounding record at Farmington. And as you look back on some of the things from your basketball years, you know, what really sticks out in your mind, like, as you look at all of the things that you've been decorated with in your basketball career? Is there anything that sticks out to you and says, hey, I'm really proud of that?
The relationships I've built with the guys I'm especially gonna play with tonight. You know, we started playing basketball together in first grade at the Civic Center, and, you know, we've we had a pretty strong class, especially middle school, going undefeated in middle school. That was special. And then coming in, you know, you some kids weed themselves out, but our core stayed together. You know, me, Bryce Cole for sure, and even Chad Sylvie and Ethan Burke and Evan Burke. We've all stayed together pretty tight knit, and to be able to, you know, walk out on a 25-3 season, district champions, you know, state recognition, you know, it's something that's, you know, everything you could have asked for, pretty much.
Yeah, and, you know, looking back at your Farmington career, you not only shared that with seniors on the basketball team, but seniors on the football team this year. And, you know, you'll be playing football next year at Missouri Western for college. What are some of the things that excite you for the future of Tyson Gray?
Just going to Missouri Western. I've already built relationships with the guys that I'm going to be playing with. You know, we got ourselves a group message, and I don't think any of us have really met each other in person, except for me and Cole Ziegler and some of the guys that are from local areas. But, you know, here pretty shortly, we'll all get to the spring game and meet each other and, you know, start building, you know, physical relationships and stuff like that. So that's there, being able to play super competitive football in an MIAA conference with, you know, national champions and, you know, like I said, a conference that's been represented in the D2 National Championship 12 out of the past 16 years. That'll be special. And then, you know, Missouri Western offers great opportunities for me and my teammates, because they just had their pro day, I think, last week, and there were 22 NFL teams there to see 8 different players from Missouri Western. So it's a complete package, you know, small campus feel, but definitely a lot of support, top-notch facilities, you know, and a coaching staff that'll, you know, help us along the way, great support group, and they know what they're doing, and there's a bright future there at Missouri Western.
Are you going to miss basketball?
Oh, yeah, I'll definitely miss basketball. I'm already missing it right now. But, you know, I think, you know, like I said, this is my best opportunity. And, you know, everybody's got their selected amount of time to do something, and mine's just run up. But, you know, it's memories I'll share with other, you know, forever. And you'll catch me playing intramurals, especially at Missouri Western. And I'll be playing a lot of basketball, you know, past this. But you know, in terms of competitive basketball, playing with my guys, playing in front of, you know, this community, this area. Definitely going to miss it, but it's just something, you know, that happens with time.
Well, and if the Missouri Western football team ever has, you know, an intra basketball squad, you're probably a first round pick, don't you?
I've already told them that I'm going to ball out on all of them whenever we get up there during the summer, because we got a lot of time on our hands between summer workouts in June and July. And yeah, you'll definitely see us in the gym, and I'll be running it. Don't worry.
we certainly believe it. Hey, Tyson, congratulations again, and thanks for all the time you've given us, and certainly wish you the best of luck.
Thank you for covering me for these 4 years, and I you know, I appreciate everything, all the interviews, all the accolades, and all the team coverage. Thank you guys very much.
No problem. Tyson Gray of the Farmington Knights, one of your co-players of the year for boys basketball on the Dream Team, joining us on Regional Radio.